This is Dr. Schneier dictating a pre-imposed bronchodilator spirometry on George Patterson. This goes to Dr. Pogonina. On 3-1-23, Mr. Patterson performed pre-imposed bronchodilator spirometry period prior to the unleashed bronchodilators. The forced vital capacity was moderately impaired, and there was a severe degree of airways obstruction with insignificant change after bronchodilators period. The air velocity index was less than 1 period. The ratio of FVF 25-75 over FVC was less than 0.8 period. Compared to a prior study dated 11-7-22, there's been no significant change period in a paragraph impression. Severe chronic obstructive pulmonary disease without a bronchospastic component showing no progression. Next, pre and post bronchodilator spirometry on Karen Heitschew, Heitschew. This goes to Novant. On 3-1-23, Mrs. Heitschew performed pre and post bronchodilator spirometry period. Prior to the inhalation bronchodilators, the forced vital capacity was moderately impaired. There was a severe degree of airways obstruction period. The air velocity index was less than 1 period. The ratio of FEF 25-75 over FEC was less than 0.8 period. There was no improvement after bronchodilators period compared to a prior study dated 6-7-22. There's been no significant change period. In a paragraph impression, severe chronic obstructive pulmonary disease without a bronchospastic component showing no progression. Next is a pre and post bronchodilator spirometry on Mary Jacobs. This goes to Laura Baxley, FNP. On 3-1-23, Mrs. Jacobs performed pre and post bronchodilator spirometry period. Prior to the LH bronchodilators, the forced vital capacity was minimally impaired, and there was a minimal degree of airways obstruction period. The air velocity index was less than 1 period. The ratio of FEF 25-75 over FEC was less than 0.8 period. After bronchodilators, there was a poor effort. Compared to a prior study dated 7-26-22, there's been no significant change period. In a paragraph impression, mild chronic obstructive pulmonary disease without a bronchospastic component showing no progression. Next, pre and post bronchodilator spirometry on Clifton Jarvis. This goes to the VA. On 3-1-23, Mr. Jarvis performed pre and post bronchodilator spirometry period. Prior to the inhalation bronchodilators, the forced vital capacity was moderately impaired, and there was a moderate impairment in flow rates period. The air velocity index was less than 1 period. The ratio of FEF 25-75 over FEC was less than 0.8 period. After bronchodilators, there was normalization of airflow with continued moderate reduction of forced vital capacity. Period of paragraph impression, moderate restriction with reversible airways obstruction. Period. Next, pre and post bronchodilator spirometry on Kathleen Lee. This goes to Dr. Levin. On 3-1-23, Mrs. Lee performed pre and post bronchodilator spirometry period. Prior to the inhalation bronchodilators, the forced vital capacity was severely impaired. It was a severe impairment in flow rates period. The air velocity index was less than 1 period. The ratio of FEF 25-75 over FEC was less than 0.8 period. After bronchodilators, there was a good response, leaving the patient with a moderate degree of airways obstruction period. Paragraph impression, moderate to severe restrictive lung disease with a bronchospastic component, period. Next, pre and post bronchodilator spirometry on Mary Lou Riggs. This goes to Dr. Pieper. On 3-1-23, Mrs. Riggs performed pre and post bronchodilator spirometry, period. Prior to the inhalation bronchodilators, the forced vital capacity was normal, and there's a mild degree of airways obstruction with insignificant change after bronchodilators, period. Compared to a prior study dated 1-11-22, there's been slight deterioration, period. New paragraph impression, mild chronic obstructive pulmonary disease without a bronchospastic component showing mild progression. Next, pre and post bronchodilator spirometry on Dennis Walton. On 3/1/23, Mr. Walton performed pre- and post-bronchodilator spirometry period prior to the LH bronchodilators. The forced vital capacity was severely impaired and there was very severe airways obstruction with insignificant change after bronchodilators period. The air velocity index was less than 1 period. The ratio of FEF 25-75 over FEC was less than 0.8 period. There was no significant change after bronchodilators, and when compared to a prior study dated 10/27/22, there's been no significant change period in the paragraph impression. Very severe chronic obstructive pulmonary disease without a bronchospastic component showing no progression. Next is a six-minute walk test on James DiCapua. This goes to Dr. Christos Juan. On 3/1/23, Mr. DiCapua performed pre- and post-bronchodilator spirometry period. Prior to the inhalation bronchodilators, the forced vital capacity was normal, period. After walking 288 meters in 6 minutes, the saturation was 96%, period, no paragraph impression, moderate exercise intolerance without demonstrable hypoxemia. Next is a 6-minute walk test on John, that's J-O-N, Fawcett, F-A-U-S-S-E-T-T. This goes to Dr. Miner. On 3/1/23, Mr. Fawcett performed pre- and a 6-minute walk test period. Prior to ambulating, the room air saturation was 97% period. After walking 398 meters in 6 minutes, the saturation was 94% period. And paragraph impression, mild exercise intolerance without demonstrable hypoxemia period. Thank you.